Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Non-Housewives of Nowhere special. I'm Jess, and today I have the gorgeous Miss Erin Brittany with me.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited to dive into all of our topics on all of our crazy shows.
I know. It's like when one ends, I'm like, okay, well, what do I do with my life? And then another one.
Right?
Comes on.
It's perfection. It's like the best thing ever.
Is.
And also the devil.
It really is. I feel like my brain fries daily. It's fine.
It's amazing. It's like, oh, other people have problems besides me. Great. Let me watch theirs.
Yeah.
It's like an escape.
That's why I watch these reality shows, because, you know, I deal with other people's problems in my own daily life, and then I watch everyone
right?
else's problems.
Then you don't feel so bad. You're like, okay.
I don't. So exactly. Yeah, because for that 1 hour, I don't think about what happened in my own day, and then I'm like, how is this real life?
Yes, it's awesome. I love it. So we just wrapped up the third OC reunion and also Dallas.
I know. You know what's so funny? I watched the Dallas reunion today, and I swear I thought that was the second reunion. You know how they do them in three parts.
Right.
And I was and I had it. You know what's so funny about Dallas? I loved it. I love this season. But I was like, when is this over, this reunion? Because I feel like they're just like rehashing the same stuff
right
over and over again. That really has no merit. Like, how stupid are you about a phone?
And nothing gets resolved. And it's like, hello, you know somebody can't get into your phone if they don't have your password or your face. Like, let's be serious.
Yeah. It was a lot. I was like, we're really spending our lives arguing about if you stole a cell phone.
Right.
Like, that is what the world is coming to. And you know what? We're the idiots that watch
exactly.
it.
And you got the phone back. I mean, hello.
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Insane. But it keeps me entertained 3 to 4 times a week. Because now Jersey's on and Jersey's starting to heat up. I'm excited to see where that
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, see? And I think I watched like the first season of Jersey. And I don't know. That's a lot of table flipping for me. It's a lot.
Oh, it is. It's epic. And amazing. I'm like, when is that going to happen again? Like, let's do this, ladies.
Yeah.
On another note, Vanderpump Rules is back on. We're on our second show Monday. Very excited because that just popped right off.
Yeah.
We got to wait.
Well, with the engagement.
Yeah. And then all the drama with James. It's like, normally that's a third or fourth episode kind of thing. Or like later towards the end, something happens. And it's like, the end, it's like, now I gotta wait for a whole new season. Like, geez.
Yeah, well, because you know, Instagram is Instagram.
Yes.
I knew that they were going to use the first episode as the proposal.
Oh.
So that's you know what they were filming, but you know, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for
them.
Yeah,
I just hope that Jax can keep his cocks in his pants and you know,
I mean, who else is he gonna, you know, sleep with? I feel like he's kind of run out of options.
Well,
here.
You never know, there's always a new warm body at Sir, so you never know with him. I mean, I know, and he's, you know, statewide, he could be international at this point. I mean, Vegas, Miami, I mean, apparently they just bed hop and state hop, so
I guess.
Whatever. Just Brittany's a nice girl, and I just really hope that they can make it work.
Me too. That ring, though. Good
Lord.
Oh
my God, I about died. You know, he's like, oh, my dad left me some money, and now he's asking for his job back at Sir. I'm like, jeez.
Yeah.
That is a rock.
Well, let me just say, okay, if you are going to mess around and do some really crappy things, you better Tiger Woods that. And get her a big old rock.
You bet your sweet ass. Like, I don't even want to see where the Titanic hit the damn thing, okay? Like, it needs to be ridiculously huge. I mean, all caps, 2 hashtags, the whole ordeal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm actually more excited about that. I mean, the Housewives are off, and I don't think, I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't watch the Atlanta Housewives either, right?
I don't, because I really just love Kim Zolciak. Right. So, and she was sort of on last season, but I love her Don't Be Tardy show. So when that comes on, I watch that.
And I believe she said February 10th, which is the day before my birthday. So yay. And
oh yeah. Happy birthday to you from Bravo. You.
Bringing me my life back. But they kill me. Yeah. You know, I've seen the girls when they were on The Housewives when they were super young, and they've grown up and they're fabulous. They're doing great. They're gorgeous. I mean, I'm really happy for her.
I love her.
I have some of her products from the Cashmere line, and yes.
Are they new? Are they good?
I just gotten them not too long ago, so I've just started to play around with them. You know, I get subscription boxes in the mail, and so I'm like a product whore. So I have stuff, and I'm like trying to use it, you know, and I'm like, should I not use this with this or not use that with that? I'm trying to get my whole entire life together. And you know, speaking of that, you are actually helping me get my life together.
Yeah, so, girl. How are you feeling?
I am. I've had a lot more energy this week, and then today I was just exhausted. I guess I've just been going, staying up a little later, and getting, I guess, more energy throughout towards the end of the day that I'm like, okay, you're tired today. It's almost Friday. Let's take a little, you know, reel it back in and take it down a notch. So.
Yeah, and that's so important, you know, you have to rest in order for you to, you know, build muscle or, you know, lose weight or doing whatever you're doing. You it's important. So I always tell people, you know, listen to your body, whatever your body's telling you, do it.
And I got to get used to, you know, eating that much. You know, normally I'm oh crap, I got to eat something and down a Red Bull and keep it moving. And that's probably why my kidney hurts half the time. But, you know, I have been good so far this week. And hopefully week two will did abs last night, by the way. Did legs the other day, so I can barely walk.
That means you did them right. Good
and
girl.
And I'm sitting down at work and in the bathroom, I'm like, oh, and they're probably like, what is going on? Like,
oh, yes. That's the
and
worst.
They have the short toilets
that
at work.
Worst.
I'm like, I'm already short. I need a higher toilet, please. So, but it's extra workout.
It is. It's an extra squat. No one's going to, you know, be mad about an extra squat. But good for you. Good for you. No, the first week, I would say, is probably the hardest. And then, you know, the second week you're excited because you feel better and you're starting to see a little bit of results. And then everyone gets happy on the third week because I always give them one cocktail.
Yes, that'll be the best.
It's monitored, but I give them a cocktail.
It's like celebration. You made it halfway through, honey. Drink up.
Yes.
That one drink. Make it last though.
That one drink, you will make it last. You will make it last.
So, if people are interested in getting on the program that I'm on, how can they reach out to you or get in touch with you to start that?
So, I have a website, and it's called empoweredbyerin.com. And there's a bunch of different programs that you have. So a little bit about obviously you know about the program, but I'll tell you know our listeners about the program. I started it because I was on my own fitness journey, my own weight loss journey about 3 years ago. I'm 5'1", okay, and I was 130 pounds, which is not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. And I was 32% body fat, which is terrible. And I discovered then that I had an autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's, which is a hypothyroid disease. And I was like, you know what? Instead of like wallowing in sadness and you know, woe is me, whatever, I kind of took it by the balls, if you will. And I said, I'm going to do the hardest thing possible ever. I'm going to compete in a bikini bodybuilding show. And I did. That was the day I signed up for that. And it changed my life completely. And I lost, let's see, I stepped on stage at 110.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So I lost that. And then the cool part about it is I was able to, you know, keep it off. Of course, stage weight is not, it's just, you know, you see people on stage in bikini shows and you're like, I want to look like that year round. Well, right. It's not healthy to look like that year round. You know, you're deprived of water and salt and, you know, all the stuff that your body, you know,
pizza.
Needs to function.
No, I'm kidding.
yeah, no, man. Pizza's my jam. I love pizza. You put pizza in front of my face, I'll eat it all. So we shouldn't be talking
know,
about
right?
this. You're going to torture yourself. So anyway, what I did was I started doing diets for my girlfriends that, you know, saw me go through a transformation and it was working. And I was like, okay, well, this is interesting. So I kept having more friends come up to me and say, listen, you're so inspiring. You know, why don't you do this as a business? And I kind of put it off and put it off and put it off. And finally, I just, you know, woke up one day and I said, you know what, I'm going to do this damn thing. So, you know, I created a women's only online personal training coaching where there's a bunch of different packages that you have online. You're in the hardest package possible. You're
of course
in the six-week
I am.
Challenge. I know. You were like, throw me to the wolves. But you know what? It's the hardest challenge, but it's the quickest challenge and you get the most results. So that's why you're doing that one. So anyway, so I'm excited to see your transformation.
I know, I can't wait.
But yeah, so empoweredbyerin.com is
perfect.
What it is.
And your website is amazing and it's customized, you know, you ask a lot of great questions to get to know, you know, some things about the people that you're going to be working with, which is awesome because I know some people are like, here, do this, do that, da, da, da. And call me if you have any questions, then you can't get a hold of them. So you've been amazing. Anytime I had a question, you're probably like, oh God, this girl again. But
no, not at all. Because you know what, here's the thing. That's why I tell my husband too. You know, you've got people's, you know, lifestyle and bodies and things in your hands, essentially, you know, so we're always tweaking minor things. Like, you know, before I did the podcast, I was like, wait, I have to fix someone's nutritional plan. Because people don't know, you know, especially in this day and age where it's so easy to go get, you know, fast food or something because they think
right.
that's quick. You know, they're completely transforming their mindset and their, you know, fridges and pantries and things like that. And she was like, oh, I have to have rice cakes twice. And I said, well, you can have any flavor you want. And she was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Right.
So, she was like, oh yeah, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get caramel. I'm going to get apple cinnamon. Those are really good. Those are my favorites. So yeah, it's really, really, really important when you have people's, you know, dietary, you know, needs in your hands, essentially. So, those questions have to
right.
be answered.
So guys, if you're interested in making a lifestyle change, please reach out to Erin and she is amazing. She would help you with anything.
Thanks.
We've talked about so many other things that have nothing to do with fitness and then everything to do with fitness. And you've really inspired me in so many aspects of my life. And I'm very grateful and thankful that we became friends.
I know Instagram is a good thing.
Yeah. It's crazy, you know. You can either get stalked and maybe murdered in a suitcase or find a new friend. So,
well, I feel like that was a Craigslist thing. Is Instagram like the upgrade?
You know,
I don't know.
I don't know these days. Anything is possible. It's crazy and scary out there. So,
it is a crazy world.
But, so, I mean, I guess in conclusion, really, we're just going to be talking about our shows each week. We're going to try to give you guys at least one podcast a week. If there's something crazy and we can do two, then awesome. If that's what you guys want to hear, leave us some comments. If there's maybe some other shows that you guys are interested in that we haven't mentioned, we just might not.
Let us know.
We might not know yet. Or they just might not be in season yet. So we haven't started talking about them. Maybe on the next podcast, I can go through a list of things that I watch and Erin can do the same. And that way, we can all be on the same page. That way, if you guys want to leave us messages, we can make sure we tune in and see some stuff that maybe we missed.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be like a mirror of truth.
Right.
If I write down all the crap television I watch, I'll be like, right. Oh, God. Like,
yeah, right. These people are doing fitness and other things. They're watching TV all day.
Yeah, no, I have to catch up on DVR.
God bless the DVR. Like, what did we do before?
That was the best invention.
VHS tapes.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Isn't that funny?
So I really appreciate everybody that has listened to our podcast and hope you enjoyed it. Aaron, you know, you're going to be on here with me and hope you're going to have fun. I mean, that's really why we're starting this, just to kind of have fun and chit chat.
Yeah, get some girls together, and at the end of 6 weeks, we could do this with some champs.
Yes, that would be everything.
And if you guys want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well on Instagram. I'm known as Buff Barbie Doll, so BuffBarbyDoll.
And I am Just Jess Doll, JustJessDoll.
We sure think highly of ourselves, don't we? We're just dolls.
Dolls, yes. Well, we're not very big. I mean, I'm 5'2", or at least that's what my license says. I might...
Like, yeah,
a little, but you know, we're tiny blonde dolls.
We're like little Polly Pockets.
So we hope you've enjoyed this episode, and Aaron, I hope you've had fun. I did, and
super fun. Thanks for having me.
Sure, can't wait for the next episode.
I know. All right. Well, I'll see you
then.
All right,
guys. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night.